From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has vowed to defeat the self-proclaimed Islamic State. He laid the groundwork Friday for his last year in office, vowing not to fade into the background, but instead to, in his words, leave it all out on the field. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to squeeze the Islamic State group.
We're going to do so by systematically squeezing them, cutting off their supply lines, cutting off their financing, taking out their leadership, taking out their forces, taking out their infrastructure.
The president touted big wins for his administration, including diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling that legalized gay marriage. However, Mr. Obama said several challenges remain, the main one being the growing threat of the Islamic State group and the possibility of lone wolf terror attacks such as the recent massacre in San Bernardino, California. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the vote.
The result of the voting is clear. It is the draft resolution has received 15 votes in favor, and therefore the draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2254 of 2015.
The resolution did stop short of outlining the future role of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a key sticking point in negotiations. This is VOA News.